So today we're going to talk about a very important topic, and it's about the beauty that God creates. Beauty, you know, what is beauty to God? And it's tough being a girl. It is very hard sometimes being a girl. I remember being a teenager. It was a very long time ago, but I still remember the pressures and the insecurities and the feelings and everything that can pull us in different directions. And it gets harder and harder as time goes on. With more the different generations, things get more and more difficult. And there's so many voices and pressures coming from the world, coming from friends, coming from people, coming from social media, coming from all these different places that tell us, you have to dress a certain way. You have to look a certain way. You have to act a certain way. And we get pulled in all these different directions. And it can be really tough sometimes to understand what is truth and what is real. There's celebrities that look certain ways. And people think, oh, we have to look like that person. You have to appear as they appear. There's always new makeup and, there's makeup tutorials and all these different things. And, you gotta do your makeup this way. You've got to look this way. And there's new fashion that always comes out. You have to dress in these kind of clothes. You have to do this. You have to do that. All these weight loss plans, you have to look a certain way. You have to be a certain size and all these things that pull us and pressure us, and it's hard. It's hard to know what should we really trust. When we turn our eyes off God and turn it towards the world, that's when we allow that confusion to take over, and when we compare. I read this quote that said, "We won't be distracted by comparison if we are captivated by purpose." And what is our purpose? The Bible says in Proverbs 31:10, "Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies." Our purpose should be to be a virtuous woman, and not about what can I look like, how can I appear to be the most beautiful. It's all around us. It's not something that we have to ingrain into people. I have three little girls. One's 4, 6, and 7. And even at those young ages, they'll put dresses on and they'll go be like, "Do I look beautiful? Does this make me look beautiful?" And that's not something I taught them, but that's things they hear even at that young of an age. And my husband has every single time they say that, he replies to them with, "What's more important than looking pretty?" And they say, "Acting pretty." So he makes sure they know that it's not all about the physical. It's about what's in here. It's about the beauty on the inside, the beauty from God that truly makes us beautiful. It's not new being deceived by what's beautiful. Even Eve, in Genesis 3:6, it says, "And when the woman saw the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat." Eve was deceived because it was beautiful. It was pleasant to the eyes, and she was deceived by what that fruit looked like. It appealed to the flesh, to the eyes, but it was a lie. It was deception from the devil. There's two views of beauty that we can have. We can totally follow the world's view of beauty, or we can follow God's view of beauty. And they're completely different from each other. What the world tells us and what God says in his word. The world's view. We get so deceived by the voices telling us we have to look a certain way. You have to do your makeup like this. Watch this makeup tutorial and contour and do, I don't even know what all the things are. All these different things, you have to look like this. You have to spend this money on this. You have to to look a certain way and present yourself in a certain way, because that is true beauty. That's what the world's going to tell us. The world's view of beauty is that you have to dress in a certain way. You have to wear these certain clothes. You have to wear this designer, or you have to do this. Or the world tells you, if you want someone to like you, you have to dress in a certain way to reveal parts of yourself, because that's what's beautiful. And that's a lie. That's not true. If you want boys to pay attention to you, then dress this way or look this way. And that's what the world tells us. The world sets a standard for, your weight has to be this, or you have to be this tall, or you have to physically be like this. But, you know, God made each and every one of us different and unique. And what's healthy for one person could not be healthy for another person. And the world and media sets these standards that people think we have to follow, and they're just not true. And we get so deceived by the world's view of beauty that sometimes we just strive for that, and it's so deceptive and it's so wrong. We have all these things coming at us, telling us how we have to look and how we have to act and how we have to be beautiful. And it's all lies. It's not the truth of what God says. You think, if I want those girls to be my friend, then I have to dress this certain way, or I have to look this certain way. Or if I want that boy to like me, then I have to look like this or dress this certain way. If people like us because of how we look, our appearance, how we dress, if that's what draws them to us, then they will leave us just as quickly when something else comes along. When someone more beautiful, more with better clothes, better whatever. And if it's beauty that draws them in, or a physical attraction that draws them in, then they can be drawn away just as quickly. Because that won't keep them. They can always think they find something better. And even in this world, I've read stories about celebrities and famous people that, you know, go through all these plastic surgeries and all these different things, and I'm just trying to look a certain way, and then they do it, and then they're not satisfied, and they want more, and I'm not satisfied, they want more. People try to achieve this perfection of beauty, and it can never be achieved. They think, I need more plastic surgery. Oh, that makeup is old. I want new. I want different. I need better clothes, new hairstyles. And there is no perfection, so they're constantly striving to get more and more. If we believe that outward beauty is so important, it will affect our decisions, because we're going to compare ourselves with other people. We'll be envious of other people if we think, that person's more beautiful than I am. We'll be competitive with people. I have to dress better than her. I have to look better than her. I have to do that. It can lead to immodesty, which the Bible clearly talks about, being modest and appropriate. Even things that can physically harm us, like eating disorders or things that can really hurt us, because we're putting such an importance on the outward, because the world tells us we have to. But the world is deceiving us. And it can really affect what we believe. The truth is, no matter how hard we try to perfect the outward, it's not going to last forever. These physical bodies will fade away. We will all get old. When I was your age, I thought 30 was old. And I've reached that, and I don't even think 40 or 50 is old anymore. when you're younger, you don't really think about getting older and aging and all these different things, but it does happen. We get old. We get wrinkly. These physical bodies will pass away. Physical beauty does not last. It fades. But we can be so deceived by the lies of this world telling us that it's important that we take our minds off of Jesus Christ and we focus on the outward so much, developing the outward and not developing the inward, developing what the world says is important and not focusing on what God says is important. So that's the world's view, but what is God's view of beauty? Proverbs 31:30 says, "Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised." Favor is deceitful, beauty is vain, but fearing God, trusting Him, that's what's going to be praised. That is what God finds beautiful. Trusting God, following God, fearing Him. Psalm 139:13-14 says, "For thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made." God made us just how He wants us to be. And He made us wonderful and fearful. And that is how God formed us. He knew us before we were even born. What does God find beautiful? Romans 10:15 says, "And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things." It says, how beautiful are the feet of those that preach the gospel, that tell people about God. That's what God finds beautiful. And you know, a good, godly man will find that beautiful too. He will see those characteristics in you. And how can we get the beauty that God wants? Philippians 2:4. Says, "Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others." You know, if we want lovely eyes, look for the good in people. Look on the things of others. How can you help other people? How can you be kind to other people? Looking for the good in others, trying to help them. That'll show beauty in your life, caring about other people. If you want to have beautiful lips, speak kind words towards other people. Colossians 4:6, "Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that ye may know how you ought to answer every person." Is our speech beautiful? Or do we backbite? Do we gossip? Do we complain? Do we talk about other girls? Do we talk about other people? But God wants us to have beautiful words. That's something He thinks is beautiful. Having our speech with grace. That's what God finds important for beauty. Kind, loving words. For a charming face, you don't have to make it look a certain way or do all these things. The Bible says in Proverbs 15:13, "A merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance, but by sorrow of the heart the spirit is broken." You know, a smile can do a lot for a person. And God finds that beautiful, having that joy in Him. Well, to get that joy of the Lord, true joy, we have to be saved, have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. But it's joy in God that He finds beautiful. He finds, you know, have that joy of the Lord exuding. And what's in here is going to come out. That joy of the Lord will come out on your face. To have graceful arms, that can be a beautiful thing to God. Romans 9:15, says, for he saith to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. Reaching out and helping others. You want to have beautiful arms? Use your arms to help other people. Beautiful hands? Use those to help people in need. Reach out to people. Care for people. Love people. That's what God finds beautiful. Caring for others in need. Having beautiful feet. We don't think of feet as being very beautiful sometimes. To have beautiful feet, walk with God. Genesis 6:9 says, these are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just and perfect man in his generations, and Noah walked with God. Do you want to have beautiful feet? Walk with God. Daily walk with him. Read the Bible. Spend that time with him. And these things will last forever. Having that joy of the Lord, having a cheerful countenance, having that beauty from God, that beauty will last forever. When we follow God, we will have favor upon our life, and that will cause a beauty inside us that will exude from us, and others will see it. And that is the beauty that will last. That is the beauty that is so important. And you know, we see a lot of people and think, oh, they're just so beautiful. Look at their outside appearance. But their inside doesn't have the beauty of God. And eventually that will fade away. And the inside is going to come out. I brought this apple here. And I really like apples. And you look at this apple and you think, oh, it looks like a pretty good apple. Shiny. It's kind of reddish yellow. I'm not really sure what kind of apple it is. But it looks nice on the outside. It looks pretty good. But if I cut into the apple, that inside is pretty gross. I don't think I'd want to eat that. It's brown. It's actually really mushy. You can feel it after if you want to, but it's gross. It's the beauty on the outside isn't on the inside. And this brown ickiness will eventually come out onto the outside of this apple and rot the whole apple. It's important to keep our insides right and clean and pure and follow the beauty that God wants us to have. No, I'm not saying, you know, you don't have to care about your appearance at all. Just roll out of bed and come here. I mean, you can do that if you want to. That'd be a lot easier. But there does have to be a balance. You can't focus so much on the outer beauty that you forsake what God truly wants us to do. If I came up here today and I was still in my pajamas and my hair was everywhere and I looked crazy, you would probably think there was something wrong with me or I was crazy. You know, I tried to take some time, about 5 minutes, to make myself a little presentable. But it can't be our main focus. We want to present ourselves well, but the goal of what we should do with our outward should be to point people to Christ. And everything does need to be in balance. You've heard about the Proverbs 31 woman. Very balanced woman. It says, she girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms. You know, she tries to make herself stronger. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor. She reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of snow for her household, for all her household is clothed with scarlet. And she has great balance. You know, she takes care of herself, but she takes care of her family. She cares for others. She does the things that God says is beautiful, that God finds as beauty she does those things and takes care of those. When I was in college, I took this class on Christian womanhood, and I heard this quote that stayed with me for a long time, and it said, "Physical beauty will attract his eye, but inward beauty will keep his heart." And it will keep the right guy's heart. Physical beauty will usually attract the wrong kind of guy, if that's all he cares about. But inward beauty will attract the right. It shouldn't be all about, look at me, look at me. It should be about, look at him. Who is our appearance and our behaviors and our actions pointing towards? Pointing towards God? Or is it pointing towards us? 1 Timothy 2:9-10 says, "In like manner also that women adorn themselves in modest apparel, with shamefacedness and sobriety, not with braided hair or golds or pearls or costly array, but which becometh women professing godliness and good works." Modest apparel. Not all these crazy things that say, hey, everybody pay attention to me. But that is becoming of a woman of godliness with good works. Do people look at us and say, oh, wow, look at that girl. She took a lot of time on herself. Or is it, that's a godly young woman right there. Because what's on in here will come out. Do we focus on the physical beauty, or are we focusing on eternity? And whose view is more important to us? The world's view of what beauty is? Look this way, dress this way, act this way, buy these things? Or is it God's view of beauty? Having a happy countenance, helping people, preaching the gospel to others, telling others about God, looking for the best in others, beautiful speech. Is that what we're trying to do? To find God's view of beauty? Or are we focusing on the world's? Which one's going to last? Which one is going to matter for eternity? Not the world's view. These physical bodies will fade away. But what we do for God will last forever. And what he thinks is important will last forever. And I know it is hard. It is hard in this world with all these things coming at you and all these pressures. But I encourage you, following God's plan will always pay off. It is always worth it. And I hope that you can trust that and follow that as you grow up and as you get older and as you deal with being a teen. And I pray that you follow God's view of what is truly beautiful. Let's pray. Dear Lord God, I thank you so much for your word. I thank you for the truths that you give us, Lord. So I thank you that we don't have to rely on what we think, but we can rely on your word and your truth, Lord. Thank you for teaching us what is beautiful, the joy, the beautiful speech, telling others about you, helping others, loving others, God, that is true beauty. Help us to focus on that, Lord, not focus on the external, not focus on the physical appearance, God, but what is important to you. Help us to quiet the voices of the world and listen to your voice, Lord, and what you want us to do and what you have for us. I thank you for these teen girls, Lord. I pray that you work in their hearts through this ladies' conference, Lord. I pray that they desire to follow you and to serve you no matter what other people say, no matter what the world tells them, Lord. Help them to have the courage and the strength to do what you want them to do, Lord. We thank you for your wisdom, Lord. We thank you for your love for us, God. I pray that you be with the next sessions and the rest of this day. And we love you in Jesus' name.